es
Christmas. Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. And,
there's, like...
Christmas music! Woo!
There's, like, a lot of kids in our house right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids in our house.
There's seven. There's seven children.
They're asleep currently.
Let me tell
them. They were awake a little while ago. They were seven tiny humans.
We got to tell Ray their ages. Get this. Okay. All right. I'm going to start. Youngest, oldest? Okay. Youngest, oldest. Reese is not the youngest. Jackson is the youngest. So it goes three.
That's two. Those two equal three.
Six.
Right. Six. That's nine.
Six.
Whoa.
Six.
Oh! Ow! Oh! Stop it. You're making the hairs on the back of my neck stand. It's Christmas time. You got to stop.
Eight.
Okay.
Nine.
Yeah. So, let's see. Three.
Six. Eight. Nine.
Yeah. That's seven.
Seven kids.
Children. Seven in our house right now.
Is
Christmas!
We did Christmas festivities today. We decorated Christmas cookies.
I did not decorate any Christmas cookies.
I got my apron on.
Yeah, you did.
I made homemade sugar cookies.
Homemade sugar cookies.
Let me tell you, both of my parents complimented me on how good the cookies
were. Did they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, I didn't even eat one.
It was good cookies.
Yeah. You know, you were making the cookies earlier. And I don't know what it was. I think it's I'm not going to get into what I think it was. But you had your KitchenAid stand mixer going. And I wasn't entirely sure what was inside. But I went, ooh, this stinks. What is this? And you go, it's sugar and butter. And I went, oh, maybe I've had so much that my blood is changing. And
yeah, you were like, this smells gross. And all I was doing,
I didn't think it smelled good at
all. Yeah, I was just beating, I was starting to make the cookies, and I was beating sugar and butter.
And I was standing over the sugar and butter.
Like,
and I was
like, this smells gross. What is wrong with you?
It smelled bad. I don't know why.
Those are the basic ingredients for
I'm just happy I can smell things.
Delicious things. Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there right now. There's like, I can't smell nothing or taste anything.
Oh my gosh. I ate something the other day.
I got the virus. I got the
I can't even remember what it was, but I was like, I guess it had just a very bland taste. And I was like, can I taste this? Okay.
Let me check my temperature.
Get my taste. And then I was like, I had to like taste.
The Rona got me.
I had to taste something else, and I went around and sniffed a few things because I was like, oh, I guess it just doesn't have a very strong flavor.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I was like, oh my God, I'm losing my son's taste.
And just so we're clear with everybody, we're not making light of the pandemic. We believe
no,
in it.
This
we think
is
it's
just,
there.
This is life now.
It's Christmas time. We've had this thing here so long that the seasons changed. It's cold outside.
The other night, it was a school night.
School night.
And it
not
was
anymore.
Like...
We don't got school anymore. They shut the schools down again.
It was like 8:30 at night.
Keep your kids home. The Rona's getting them.
It was like 8:30 at night. And I went, oh my gosh, I need to do a load of laundry. I need to wash masks for the kids so they'll have clean masks for school tomorrow. And I said something.
Now.
Yeah, I came downstairs and I was like, oh, let me go start this load of laundry. The kids are out of clean masks.
What a weird conversation.
And I was like, oh, that is so weird that that's just like normal now.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go wash our face masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is so weird. This is weird.
You ask me at least once or twice a week, you got clean masks? That's the thing now. It's part of our life now. It is a part of our life. Merry Christmas.
You walk in our laundry room and...
I don't want to talk about masks anymore.
I have them hanging.
Stop. I don't want to talk about it.
And it's
I gotta look at
so odd. It's like little... It's almost like some strange
you keep talking about the mask.
Alien decoration.
You know, everybody...
It's like... Because I'll hang like six of them on one hanger and it's almost like this weird wind chime of face masks.
Yeah.
Just dangling...
I can't do it anymore. That's normal. I can't do it. It's I can't normal. Do it. Listen. The other night.
So cookies. We decorated cookies.
No,
today.
We're gonna keep going with this conversation. We're gonna keep going with this Rona conversation. No, listen
I
to
don't,
me.
I don't want to talk about
listen,
it.
Listen. Let me tell you where I am. Okay? Let me tell you where I am. The other day, I think I'd worked an abnormally long day. And when I got home, it was dark outside. I think I told you, I was like, oh, I'm only like 20 minutes away. And then I ended up not coming in the house for like 30, 35 minutes.
Is that one of the days I forgot to turn the Christmas lights on?
Oh, that's so sad when you do that.
Oh,
when you,
I'm sorry.
You don't turn the Christmas lights on. I don't get to see them when I come home. No, this is where, this might be something that you don't know about me. Because you know how much I love this medium. I love podcasting. It is, I don't know why. I can't explain it. I can't explain it, why I love it so much. I can't explain it because
some people like feet. Yeah.
Are you comparing my love of podcasting to people that fantasize about feet?
No, I'm just saying, you know, different things float different people's boats. That's all.
Okay. Some people like feet and some people like talking. Okay. Now, but that's the weird part about it is that if the microphone's not on, I don't necessarily know that I want to talk to people. I mean, I like talking to you. Like, that doesn't change, but, you know, I don't know. There's just something about this. It's weird. I can't explain it.
I myself struggle to find a happy medium because like on the podcast, I've said many times that I'm an oversharer with people that I know, people that I talk to.
I'm a far more oversharer than you are.
I'm an oversharer. I'm quick to just talk about everything, every aspect of life with, you know, just anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm this weird mixture. I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
In real life.
Introvert.
I don't know. I'm not
which is
a
crazy because you don't. I know.
I feel like maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know myself as well as I thought I did.
No, I don't think. I mean,
I'm an introvert, right? Yeah, I believe I think that describes me very well.
You're only good at this because I think
I'm an introvert who's occasionally not.
What's the opposite of
introvert?
No, here's the thing. All right, listen. For some reason, I think it's maybe because you were around us playing music for so long that the concept of the entertainment in the microphones doesn't really affect you. You're just like, okay, this is a part of life because it's been a part of your life for years and years and years.
I can't believe we've been doing this for 6 years
now. Yeah, you talk to me because we're in love. So I think this is just you being you, and that's what's cool about it. So, I mean, like, you're real good at this, but as far as other people go.
But, like, if you get me in a crowd of people, like a room full of people,
yeah,
and you're like, okay, you just be yourself. I'm like, I'm going to stand.
Who the hell am I again?
I'm going to stand.
You said it was Katie?
I'm going to stand over here in the corner and try not to think about how awkward I feel. Mm-hmm. That's my reality.
Not me. I get in a crowd and I'm like, it's time to work.
But if you get me talking, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you everything about me ever.
You do. You talk so much. Like, and you.
My mom went to Walmart with me one day. Okay. She took me to Walmart.
Walmart. Got it. Walmart.
And it started with, like, you know, the people in Walmart who are like, let us sign you up for internet service or something. Yeah. And I knew the company that they were trying to get me to sign up for didn't come to our house. So they're like, oh, well, let us double check.
Okay, fine. Double
check. For craps and giggles. Sure.
Double check.
So then I got to stand there and give her my address. Yeah. And then she was like, oh, yeah, you're right. We don't go to your house. And I'm like, I know.
Now you owe me $2. You should have said that. Then
she was like, oh, well, we have a petition. Would you like to sign our petition?
Haven't you wasted enough of my time?
So then by the time it's all said and done, I've just sat there and chatted with these ladies for like 10 minutes. And my mom's like, oh, can we please go? And then we ran into several people that I know that I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, you were in Leland.
And so by the time we walked out of there, we were walking to the car. And my mom said, I feel like I just went to the grocery store after church on Sunday with my mom.
Yeah.
And I said, I told you not to bring me in
here. Yeah.
I warned you.
You and I.
It's like I
can't go into the stores in Leland, North Carolina.
Like I don't talk to many people, but it's like people start talking to me. I'm like, oh, you want to talk? Here, I'll tell you everything.
And I don't want anybody to think we don't want to talk to you. That's not the case. If you, you know,
if I have a conversation with you, I have a conversation with my whole heart. I'm not just going to,
you're in it. You know, you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard because it takes time. It takes energy and it takes attention.
You're good at talking. That's how we pull this off. This nonsense we're doing right now. Talking to a microphone. It's late at night. Christopher glowing. We're on a fold-out table in the living room because we can't record in our studio because there's a clouder of children up there.
There's so many kids up there. And they're all jacked up on Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we made Christmas cookies today. Mm-hmm. That was fun. With 7 kids.
Yeah. I missed that completely. Slightly on purpose. I was like, oh, didn't we need this thing from the store? I'm going to go grab that now.
I had a couple batches of cookies already done, ready, cooled, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I handed 2 plates to my parents. And I was like, okay, here you go, guys. Y'all start dishing out the cookies. I'm going to roll out the next batch and get them in the oven.
3-year-old, 3-year-old, the 6, 6, 6, 8, and 9-year-old.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So I was trying to roll out the dough and my poor parents, bless them, because can you open this? Can you? And the sprinkles were just getting.
You the had sprinkles so were just many getting, sprinkles. There were so many sprinkles in our house.
The sprinkles, the like little kids were just. The holes were big and they just dump like the. Half the bottle, and they're like whoops.
What is the metal flakes called? Glitter? Yeah. I don't know how I forgot glitter. Thank God it wasn't glitter, because there were sprinkles everywhere. And glitter, when you put glitter out, glitter don't disappear for a long time. When
these kids, some of the younger ones, you know, it's hard to like spread the frosting on the cookies and stuff. So my poor parents, they're just like, for one kid, they're just bouncing from one kid to the next, trying to help them.
And then they left and left all the children here with us. You told me what's happening. I said, what?
Well,
what do you mean?
All the kids came over and then they didn't want to leave.
Okay.
They didn't.
We have you and I. We made 3 humans, right? You, 1, 2,
like really, 3. Like in a really short amount of time.
We was like, hey, you want to make some humans? And you said, boo, boo, and 3. Whoa.
Challenge accepted. I have always been an overachiever. Yeah, yeah. So.
Your vagina was just spitting humans out real quick.
Like, you have some kids? Mm-hmm. We'll have some kids.
I'm telling you, it was a lot of them real fast. So you and I made 3. And then 2 more came over last night.
Our niece and our nephew.
And like, so when 2 more come over, it's like, oh, that's 5. That's a lot of people. 5
was manageable.
5 is like, okay.
At one point last night, I was like, okay, it's not that bad.
No, it's okay.
It's not crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's not too much crazier than our normal crazy.
Here, the problem is that 2 extra were added. What should have been added was 3. I've learned this as being a parent. This is
So they can pair up.
Because this is what happens.
Because they pair off.
When you got 4, they pair off. Yeah. When you got 5, it's 2 and 2, and then one of them's like, these son of bitches won't play with me. That's what happens.
I've read several times about how it's easier to have 4 kids than it is to have 3.
Yes.
And, I'm not trying to find out.
No. We ain't finding out. We ain't finding out.
I will take their word for it.
I
believe them that is true. We're not doing it. Mm-hmm. We're not finding out. No. But I believe that that's true because they do.
That in the name of Jesus.
They do. They pair up. They pair up. Yeah. And when it's odd numbers, it throws everything out of whack.
That one's just sitting there just getting mad. Just like the other one's playing together, be like, I'm going to kill everybody. That's what happens.
Well, one thing, we always teach them just generally
don't kill people.
Do not make people feel left out. Yes. Just whatever you're doing. I don't care.
It's a team.
It applies to everything. Don't make people feel left out. Nobody likes to be made to feel left out. Nobody likes the feeling of rejection. I don't care who you are. Nobody likes that. Nobody's like, oh, this feels awesome.
Yeah, I love being singled out.
I feel awesomely rejected left to the side today.
And lonely.
It's not fun.
What
don't
a
do
Christmas
it.
Episode this is.
2020, man. Yeah. This year is different, and yeah. I've embraced it. Mm-hmm. And since I did embrace it and accept it, that it's just not going to be the same.
No. It can't. Nothing is the same.
But once I embraced it, it's like it took the pressure off.
I don't think you embraced it. I think you just gave up like the rest of us.
Maybe. I'm going to stay optimistic, and I'm going to go with embracing it.
Okay. Your philosophical bend is to the positive.
One thing at a time.
I like it.
I did Christmas cookies with 7 kids today. It was just one.
I did not.
One step at a time. Just one
step. We need Dr.
Pepper.
I'm going to go get some Dr. Pepper.
Check and on to the next thing. And that's all you can do. That's all you can do.
What I was saying like 15 minutes ago.
I probably interrupted you.
About we just kept going. About me that you might not know.
Oh, yeah. What was that? I do want to know.
I haven't been really listening to podcasts lately. And I mean like... I drive a lot for work. I drive a lot. On average, I drive 2 hours a day minimum. Mm-hmm. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, and lately I can't do it. And I realized this because I was telling you, I came home the other night. I told you I was be home like 20 minutes and I didn't actually come into the house for like 30 minutes. I was talking to Mike and something came up and I was like, yeah, I don't even listen to podcasts anymore. And when I said it out loud, I was like, oh. That's really happening to me. And I love it. I love this thing.
That happened to me with music. I don't listen to music a fraction of what I used to.
Well, you're really not having a choice right now because I'm overpowering the house with music because I'm not listening to the podcast anymore. And it's not because I don't want to listen to podcasts. I love this. That's what I was saying earlier. I love this medium. I think it's wonderful. Something about I'm able to joke around. I'm able to talk. I'm able to entertain. I'm able to have a conversation. We can do it right in our house. We can go anywhere. We don't have to pack up all kinds of amps and guitars. And I love that. I miss playing music live.
I like
live,
activities that can be done in your pajamas.
Yes, right?
Like if you can not wear a bra and do it, then...
Every activity I do, I don't wear a bra. All the activities that I do, I mean like... I think I've literally never had a bra on in my entire life.
Well, obviously, I wasn't talking about you.
But I mean, like, I just want to be a part of what you're saying. Right. But the reason that I haven't been listening to the podcast is because of what we're doing right now, talking about COVID-19.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of hearing about it. Not because I don't care or not because I think it's fake or anything like that. I'm just, man, I'm beat up. And now it's Christmas.
It's been a long year, yeah.
And under the science of Bob, this is just my science, we've got until June of next year. That's a long time. It's a long time to keep doing this. So, yeah, I'm just making light of it. But we're here, and it's Christmas time. Can you believe that? We've decorated our house for the very first time ever. I mean, we've put lights outside before, but it's been like 2 strings.
There's so many weird things about this Christmas that, I'm like, okay, it's different. And one of the things, I can't be the only one here, but normally at Christmas time, my Christmas music selections, I tend to like the classics, you know?
I haven't really been doing that myself.
I'm not one to like, you know, a lot of new original Christmas music.
Like, I don't want to listen to Justin Bieber sing Christmas songs.
I like, I don't know, just the classics, you know, the old stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this year, I have found that I've enjoyed a lot of newer music, stuff that I've never heard before at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I guess it's just, it goes with the theme of this whole year. And a side note on that, one of the Christmas songs that I love, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I cannot listen to that darn song without ugly crying every time.
Really?
Yeah, let me. And it's weird because
like you sob uncontrollably?
Like, I have cried every time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You want me to play it right now? If I play it right now, would you
please
cry?
Please don't. No, I'm going to. I have the lyrics. We're going to talk about lyrics. I don't need to hear it.
Is this happening?
Yeah.
Katie, Oh my God. Okay. This is not the planned Christmas episode that we had in mind. We were going to do something
else.
I didn't
think there was. Is there a plan? I didn't think there was a plan.
I had a plan. Yeah. I mean, I always have a plan, and you just kind of sit down and do things.
But see, that is my plan, is that there is no plan.
I think a lot of times I talk about what we're going to do, and you're just like, okay, let me...
just let me know.
Hang on, I'm throwing this Pokeball at this Pokemon. And I'm playing games on my phone.
Just let me know when to show up.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't like the podcast. I'm saying you like the podcast when we're doing it and we're having fun. But outside of that, I enjoy the process of making the show and editing and planning. And you're not into
sleep,
it.
Live.
Oh, I do.
Podcasting.
Every time you talk, I'm like, should we talk about that on the podcast?
I can't afford to.
No, I get that. You're going in a, I don't want to, don't go in a negative direction.
No, I wasn't trying to. I don't have the mental capacity for it.
No, I get that.
And it's unfortunate, but I don't.
Yeah.
I hope I will one day.
I don't know what it's like to be addicted to cocaine or meth or crack.
Well, I sure hope not.
Or something like that. But it might be similar to this, except I don't get like physical things. Yeah. Like I don't have like scratches on my face and my teeth ain't falling.
Look, I think that's why hobbies or just things that you enjoy, things that give you fulfillment in life are so important because it gives you that same type of satisfaction.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I don't know because I myself have never used cocaine or but I believe, you know, it's about the fulfillment, that pleasure.
Which one of those drugs is more addictive?
What?
Is it heroin? Let's go with heroin.
I don't know.
Somebody's like, you don't get addicted to cocaine. I'm not sure. Heroin, definitely. You get addicted to heroin.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not saying, I'm not putting, somebody's going to be like, I was addicted to heroin and that can't
anyway,
be anything.
Everybody has that thing.
Yes.
And
this is mine. I love doing this.
That you want that fix.
Yeah.
That gives you pleasure. Everybody has that thing or things. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And this is it for me. I love it.
So anyway, I'm going to read these lyrics.
I'm down. Oh, I did have a plan. And this is what I was going to say. Part of that plan was you talking about the Christmas tree. So do you still have that article?
Oh, I do.
Can we do that next after whatever this is?
Yes.
I feel like whatever this is isn't going to compare to what I know about the trees.
So anyway, I'm just going to read the lyrics.
Read them.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I will.
Let your heart be light.
Mm. Light.
From now on, our troubles. I'm gonna cry. I can't even read.
That's ridiculous. Can I read them to you? I'll read them to you.
I'm gonna cry. I'm still gonna cry.
How should I read them? Should I read them like I'm singing them, or should I read them like with a like one of them clothes where they read the poems? Have yourself
like the spoken word.
A merry little Christmas. Yeah.
I guess whatever you're feeling, babe.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be over. No, I'm sorry.
What?
I got carried away. I stopped looking at the words. Our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. What does that mean? Of yore. Of your what? It's Y-O-R-E. What is that? What does that mean?
They're saying, here we are, just like the good old days.
Okay.
Like they're gathered together just like the good old days.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more, except...
They all
in 2020, they don't gather near us anymore.
But see, like, that's
6 feet, baby, 6 feet.
That's.
I'm gonna keep going. You sit there and cry. Through it was a big hit last week. Last week you cried and people were talking about it. Through the years, we will all be together, if fates allow, or the pandemic. Hang a shining star upon the highest. Bow? Is that what that word is?
Yeah.
Okay. And have yourself A Merry Little Christmas Now. Here we are as in the olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near us, no more. Stop it. Through the years, we all will be together if COVID allows. So hang a shining star upon the highest bough and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. What a shitty year it has been. Thank God I was with you during this. Oh, could you imagine if you were in a marriage that wasn't really good in 2020?
We have me one of those tissues. Sorry.
How you gonna laugh and cry at the same time?
Because you were like looking.
Of course I'm looking at you. You're falling to pieces.
You were like looking in my eyes.
This is the most horrible Christmas episode in the history of podcasts.
You were looking in my eyes as I blew my nose.
Yeah, that was weird. You're really not supposed to look people in the eyes when they're doing things with
their
mouth.
That's very intimate.
You ever have somebody look you in the face when you're drinking out of when they're drinking out of a straw? I'm like, ugh, no, don't look at me when you're drinking. I think if you're putting something in your mouth, putting something out of your mouth, in your nose, or out of your nose, you shouldn't make eye contact with other human beings. You really shouldn't. That's how I feel about it. And I stand strong to that. And I felt that way for a long time. A long time. A long time I felt that way. And I feel like we should continue moving with that thought in that direction. And it would be better for human mankind if we could all get on the same page with this. If there is something going in or out of your face, don't look other people in the eyeballs. And we'll all be happier.
Let's talk about Christmas trees. You and I were sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, and we were gazing upon our Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's which beautiful. Look at that thing.
You know, I have to brag on Reagan. Look at that paper chain, man.
Yeah.
It is. She learned how to make paper chains at school the other day at their little Christmas party. And then the next day, she went to Meemaw's house, your mom's. And
I know who Meemaw is.
I was obviously. I wasn't saying that for your benefit. Goodness. But your mom had already made plans to make a Christmas paper chain with the kids. So I was like, Reagan, you need to let Meemaw know about your paper chains. So girlfriend made paper chains at school the other day. Then she made paper chains with Meemaw the next day. And she brought her paper chains home, and I didn't even know.
She's been making a lot of paper chains.
Girlfriend grabs a chair and said, I didn't, she did it while I was not looking.
I am very impressed.
And she hung the paper chains on the Christmas tree, and it's gorgeous.
I'm still having a hard time believing that's the truth.
I did not, I knew nothing about it. And she said, Mommy, did you see what I did to the tree? And then I looked. I said, oh my gosh, it looks so nice. Like, she did a great job.
When you told me that she did it, I thought it was one of those things where, like, one parent tells the other parent, oh yeah, look what they did. But in actuality,
no, not at
you
all.
Did it for them. Because
she did it 100%
really,
by herself.
Really high up on the tree.
I
does it go all the way around the tree, or does she like loop it on the front?
She went like kind of zigzag back and forth because she couldn't go around.
Okay.
So it kind of.
I don't think I did stuff like that when I was six.
See, it kind of goes like that.
Yeah.
I was so impressed with her.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be. You did a good job with that one.
So anyway, we were gazing upon our Christmas tree.
You and I.
And
we were Christmas tree and chilling.
We were thinking about just how strange it is that it's so normal now that across our country, not just our country, the world, you know, I'm just going to say the world, most parts of the world.
Yeah.
In any given home, there's a tree and some of them might be real.
Uh-huh.
But more and more nowadays are artificial. And so I'm sitting here looking at it, and I'm like,
it's freaking weird, man.
Just boil it down. We have a fake
Yeah.
tree
Uh-huh.
in the middle of our living room, which we really don't have the space for, but yeah, we shove it over in the corner and
it's
make
like
it
taking
work
up half the bookshelf.
And we just hang all this weird special on crap it on it.
Yeah.
Like year after year, we just collect these special little trinkets and we're like, let's get this fake plastic tree and we're going to light it up and we're going to hang our crap on it and we're just going to look at it.
Yeah. It's so odd.
And then the presents we get for people, we're going to cover them up in paper and we're going to stick them. We're going to shove them up underneath there. Because, I mean, where
could
else?
You imagine?
You don't have no room because the Christmas
listen,
tree
could you imagine
is taking
explaining
so much
this
space. Just shove it up under. Kind of like in your bedroom. If you have space under the bed, you're like, oh, yeah, you shove all kinds of crap up under there.
Presents. Gifts. Yeah. I'm serious. No, stop. I'm serious. The stuff that you're saying to me right now, imagine explaining that to someone who had zero knowledge of Christmas. They would be, if they walked into your house and
exactly
saw, if they,
I mean,
if someone
it
walked into this house and saw that tree right there, they would go, the hell is that?
But then that it has, it's so normal. It's so normal. And I'm like, it's kind of weird. That
there's
we've
an
gotten
8-bit here Santa Claus hanging from our tree.
Like, how did we get here? And so I started Googling, of course, that's what you do, the origin of Christmas trees.
And tell us, oh, dear,
well, we,
and wonderful, powerful.
We were having a conversation. We were not
tell
recording.
Tell us what you found.
We didn't read it all because you and I were laughing so hard.
Everybody thinks this is a joke, but this is...
We only got
when these
like
microphones
a,
aren't on, this is what we do.
We got like a paragraph in, and we were laughing so hard.
Yeah. And then me being the performer I am, I said, stop.
We made the decision.
I don't want to live life with you right now. I want to talk about this on the
gonna
podcast.
We're going to stop and share this with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to experience it together. We didn't read the whole thing. We only read the first paragraph, maybe two.
So here goes our journey, everybody. Gather around. Get your family members. Light the logs, have the flyer or the fire going, Christmas tree lit, as we journey down the origin of the Christmas tree.
Will you hand me my glasses? You know, oh crap, they're upstairs. Never mind. I don't eat them that bad.
But I do have a tiny little gift for you before you start this wonderful journey into this article you're going to look at and read.
Oh.
I have your glasses, because we're old and we need glasses to see things now.
Where'd you find these?
When I went to take the basket off of the counter earlier, because I was clearing the counter, because you had so much cooking and cookies and stuff to do, I saw them hanging on the basket, and I was like, she's probably going to want these later. And I took them off.
She's going to need to read something.
I took them off the basket and put them in the little drawer so that you'd have them tonight.
So, I think the website that I'm getting this is...
Yeah, give credit to it for sure.
Whychristmas.com.
Whychristmas.com.
Yeah,
here we
like
go.
W-H-Y. Whychristmas.com. The history of Christmas trees. So we started... we got two paragraphs in. So here we go. I'm starting at the beginning. The evergreen fir tree was traditionally... I ain't even one sentence in, I'm already messing up my words. The evergreen fir tree has traditionally been used to celebrate winter festivals, pagan and Christian, for thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
Thousands. Pagans used...
That's more than 100.
Pagans used branches of it to decorate their homes during the winter solstice, as it made them think of the spring to come.
Hang on. First, the... So this is how it started with the trees. What you're saying to me right now is that people took branches and put them in the house, and they sat in there with no electricity. You know, this was before electricity, and they're just looking at old dead branches going, man, I can't wait for the summertime.
Pretty much. I mean,
I miss these trees.
Think about it, they needed something to keep their hopes up.
Yeah. Bring one of the trees inside. Maybe it'll just make us feel better.
The Romans used fir trees to decorate their temples at the festival of Saturnalia. I hope I said that right.
You did.
Christians use it.
I know that word for real this time.
As a sign of everlasting life with God.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is really sure when fir trees were first used as Christmas trees. It probably began about 1,000 years ago in Northern Europe.
Probably.
Many early Christmas trees seem to have been hung upside down from the ceiling using chains hung from chandeliers or lighting hooks.
Wait, hang on.
That's where we left off.
None of us were prepared for that. All right, let's all take a deep breath together. Okay, center ourselves and read that sentence one more time.
Many early Christmas trees seem to have been hung upside down from the ceiling using chains.
Because how else would you, when there wasn't a tree stand.
They didn't have to worry about the toddlers touching the ornaments.
Hang it from the ceiling.
They might have been onto something.
What did they decorate it with when they hung it from the ceiling?
Who was
the first person?
Hang on.
Hang a tree from the ceiling of their house. Inside the house.
What says in Northern Europe. So the Northern Europeans. Mm-hmm. Other early Christmas trees across many parts of Northern Europe were cherry or hawthorn plants or a branch of the plant that were put into pots and brought inside so they would hopefully flower at Christmas time.
Oh, that makes sense.
If you couldn't afford a real plant, people made pyramids of woods and they were decorated to look like a tree.
My dad does that right now with paper. What is it? Pallets?
Yeah, with paper, apples, and candles. Sometimes they were carried around from house to house rather than being displayed in a home. So you just carried your Christmas tree around.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Look at my tree. Look at my tree. You like it?
There's Eric again. He's carrying his wooden tree around.
Oh, look at him flaunting his fake tree. Oh, I'm so sick of hearing about it.
So weird. It's so weird.
It's possible.
There's definitely parts of the world that look at America and they look at this Santa Claus and the tree and they're like, wait, I don't understand. Do they believe in this? What is the deal? Are they lying to the children? What's going on? How do they sleep at night with all these bright lights?
What are you talking about, bright lights? What bright lights?
The Christmas lights, Katie. Look, there's a tree
you
right
say
there.
How did they sleep at night?
Yeah, but people, never mind. Just keep reading.
I think I wasn't paying enough attention to you.
You don't ever pay attention to me. We're in the middle of a podcast. There's only two of us here. There's two of us here and microphones and our job. Our job, the only thing that we are supposed to be doing right now is having a conversation with you. And you're like, I'm not paying attention. What else are you doing?
I was glancing at my phone.
read the article.
It's possible that the wooden pyramid.
There's literally not another person in this world I want to be married to other than you. I want you to know that.
Well, I'm glad.
You are my best friend in the entire world.
Because if you change your mind, crap out of luck. So
do you want to know what my favorite? We'll get back to these trees.
You're
stuck. There's going to be another Christmas next year. Hang on a second.
It's possible that the wooden pyramid.
I need this. We need to stop this for a second. I got to talk to you about something
three
else.
Times.
I have to talk to you about something else. We'll get back to the trees. Just save your spot. Put a little, I don't know, virtual sticky note on it.
I don't even know how to do that. Is that a thing? Can I do that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
On my phone.
My computer at work has a sticky notes on my computer that I can like stick to my wallpaper.
You know, I thought
that's a thing that exists.
I thought
you need to get out more and like talk to people.
Oh, I have it on my laptop, not my phone.
But
I mean, was thinking the other day,
there's probably an app for that.
I was like, man, Reagan and Riley are six now.
Yeah,
probably like a few years out from like them helping us figure out how to.
We're only a few years away from them going, what's paper?
I don't have to figure out the apps and stuff anymore. I'm just gonna be like, Riley. Reagan, here, do this on my phone, please. Mm-hmm. We make this work.
Yeah.
I'm going to take full advantage of it. Oh, Mom. Like, I used to wipe your butt.
Yeah.
You owe
me. With my
me.
Fingers.
You owe me.
How many times have you gotten kitty poop on your hands? Often. I mean, not often now, but.
You said kitty, and I was like,
I meant like
a
kitty,
cat?
Like K-I-D-D-I.
Like, we don't even have a cat. No.
I can understand the confusion on that one, and I
apologize. Although, I mean, telling you,
how many times have you had human child?
Reese has not dropped the whole black cat named Jason. He talks about it every day.
You know what?
How we're going to get a black cat named Jason.
My sister wants to know when we're going to get a black cat named Jason.
After Christmas.
We were openly talking about getting a cat for the kids for Christmas, but it didn't pan out. We're a lot further than we were a year ago. We were like, we're not going to have any pets.
Look, Christmas is less than a week away. I have 7 kids in my house right now. I don't have time to go get like a litter box and like all the supplies needed for a cat. Mm-hmm. And just
all the supplies. What do you need? A rat and some dirt. That's all you need to keep a cat alive.
No, like you need food.
A rat.
It needs a collar. It needs to go to the vet.
There's a lot of animals out there in the world got no collars on.
I'm not having no collarless cat. What are you talking about? It's going to have a collar.
The collarless cat.
Loud Christmas. And proud. If we're going to have a cat, we're going to do it right.
Welcome to episode 181, the collarless cat Christmas.
We're talking about our black cat named Jason.
Yeah.
Our hypothetical black cat named Jason.
We were talking about getting
our 3-year-old insists we're going to have.
Right.
Oh, so the Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not on the Christmas trees. This is what I interrupted you for. I just wanted you to know something.
Man, I am parched. Can I? Oh, it's.
I'll get you some water.
It's gone.
I'll get you some water.
I meant to ask you to get some bottles of water at the store.
Do Patreon. Tell everybody to
Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. Did I do that like you?
Yeah, it sounded great.
I know you say that and then you just ramble on afterwards and I ignore you. That's how we do this. Y'all go to patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. Yes, it costs you money if you sign up, but all you have to shell out is $1 at a time. You can do more if you want to.
They can give us more money than $1.
If you like us a lot, that's fine. We will gladly take it. But it only costs you $1, bare minimum, to sign up. It's a monthly thing, but you can cancel whenever. Go do that. Go do that.
That's right. www.patreon.com.
Who says www.TheBobAndKatieShow? www.
I got you some water. Here, take this water. I wanted to let you know that you and I listening to Plus One together has been the highlight of probably December. The whole month. And I made children that I hang out with. Listening to Plus One with you was so much fun, and it was weird. It was
Why
really
was it weird.
Weird? It was weird because...
You're weird.
I am weird. Yeah. You married a weird person.
Why was it weird?
This is why it was weird. To anybody which is probably a lot of people, Plus One is it's a podcast with Kevin Smith and his wife.
Oh, Kevin Smith, I love you so much. Oh, I'm sorry.
She's making fun of me. Everybody knows. When they were talking about their life, it was really odd how it was real close to us. It was so close that I enjoyed. I liked listening it. That's it. The cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows now that Bob is still having the brown liquids. Don't make fun of me. I'm happy. I'm happy right now. I'm happy. You know what? You can laugh. That's fine. Because it's hard to make you laugh. I love seeing you laugh. I love it. I love it. And it's hard making you laugh. So that's fine. Laugh at me because I can't speak normal English. It's fine.
I wasn't making fun of you.
What was I saying?
Like, I love you. Like, we were talking earlier. Oh my gosh. I like your nostrils. I think you have really cute nostrils.
What a weird thing to say to another human.
But
I enjoy your nostrils. They're not perfect. They're not the same size, but they're on your face. Just below the tip of your nose. Did you know?
You have very cute nostrils.
I do.
No, your nostrils
that
are.
That was actually that when I went to high school and I was in the yearbook, they were like, most likely to keep the best nostrils. That was my
Your
thing.
Your nostrils are very symmetrical.
They are. I've got beautiful nostrils. It's weird how gorgeous my nostrils are. In case anybody didn't know, my nostrils are about a quarter of an inch. What? What did you say?
You have great nostrils. I do. You do.
It's really odd, right? They're exactly the size, both of them, exactly the size of a cigarette. Like the, not the length, but like the circle at the end. People are like, ooh. Oh, you're laughing. I made you laugh. It's so hard to make you laugh. I love it. I love it. That's like, that's the best ever.
I'm too hard.
It's the, when you laugh, it makes me feel so good. I feel like I've accomplished something. I'm not trying. I don't spend these episodes trying to make the listeners laugh. That's, I can't help that. It is what it is. But you, when I make you laugh, I'm like, oh, I did it. I accomplished something. So, I actually don't feel that strongly about my nostrils. I just learned this tonight that you enjoy my nostrils. Tell me more about me and what you like. I enjoy this kind of conversation. What else do you like about me? Wow. That's it. Just the nostrils. You just saw the blank look on your face. Jesus Christ, Katie. That's all you keep me around for, my symmetrical nostrils. You should have saw your face. That was beautiful. You had nothing to say. You were like, that's it. Where are you going? Are you peeing? Oh my God. I can't do another Patreon commercial. You gotta come back. Oh, patreon.com/TheBob and Katie Show. Wow. I'm happy about that. Hearing this woman laugh is incredible for me. I love it. I love it. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm still laughing. Oh, my God. I had to go blow my nose. Laughing so hard. Okay. We're back.
You put me on the spot.
I did put you on the spot.
No.
Your face. I can't even think about it. No,
the problem isn't that I like nothing about you. It's that I like so many things about you. And you're like, oh,
you didn't even have to pee, did you? You was like, I got to get out of here. I got to figure out a way to think about it. Get myself out of this hole. Your face. You were like, oh my God. You don't like anything about me but my nose holes.
No, that is not true at all. That's not true at all.
Okay.
No,
okay, you've had time to think about it now. You had a good long pee. You're back. What do you like about me?
You didn't give me a chance.
Okay, I'll begin. How much of a chance do you need? We've been married for 13 years.
I really like your teeth.
Oh my God. Really? That's okay. Nose
you
holes.
Have,
like,
you have perfect teeth. I do. And you never wore braces or anything. And your teeth are perfect.
His nose holes. Oh, mwah. And his teeth. Okay, keep going. You're making me vibrant right now. All right, what else? What's next? My eyebrows? These weird parts of my body that don't matter too much. You know, that's here's the thing. Nobody thinks about your eyebrows until they're fucked up. Just like your teeth. Nobody notices your teeth until you miss a couple of them. People are like, ooh, you've seen his teeth. You have never had a conversation I mean, you maybe once or twice in your entire life. You live 90 years. Maybe once or twice would you look at somebody and go, wow, did you see his teeth? They were perfect. It don't happen. Nobody notices your teeth, your eyebrows, your nose, unless it's not okay.
No, but
okay.
You have a gorgeous smile.
All right. And now we're getting somewhere.
You have like cute little dimples.
Keep telling me, babe. You're making me feel
so bad. You put it all together. You're only saying
these things because that last episode where I was talking about how I was upset and sad.
See, you put it all together.
Yeah, and you've got a mouth and a nose. I like your mouth and your nose.
You know what? I can't talk to you anymore. I can't.
I mean, we can't do that. That's what this whole thing is based around, is you talking.
We're supposed to be talking about Christmas trees, and you're like, please tell me more.
Tell me more about me. I don't care about the Christmas trees. Everybody knows it's Christmas. It's happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. Everybody's stuck at home. I need to hear more good things. Tell me more good things about me. What else do you like? You like my pupils? Just like a small part of my eyeball. Not the whole thing, just the little round colored circle thing. What else do you like?
The iris or the pupil?
Whatever. I don't know. You tell me. What do you like more, my iris or my pupil?
I love your eyes.
I knew it. I knew you would love my eyes. Let me think about other weird parts of my body you would like. I bet you like my fingernails, don't you?
I mean, I don't hate them.
You, I don't know. I don't hate them.
I mean, they're fingernails.
You'd be upset if they were gone, though, right? That's another one of them weird body parts. Like, nobody cares about your fingernails unless they're abnormally long or missing. Isn't that weird that you can have parts of your body that, like, don't stand out, but if they're gone, you're like, whoa, what is wrong? What happened? Why don't that man have fingernails?
Or.
Okay.
Or on the flip side, if you have like too many.
Like you got 10 fingers and 13 fingernails? Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
You know.
Like, be like, he's got 13 fingernails. Oh my God, he's got 13 fingers? No, just the nails. And they're all in the same hand. The other hand's just the nubs. Extra ones. Okay. I am genuinely curious about the Christmas trees. Finish telling me about the Christmas trees.
You really want to talk about Christmas trees now? Or you keep talking about you?
Not really, but I feel obligated because it's a Christmas episode. I don't, as long as I get to talk to you, I don't care what we talk about.
I haven't read this, so I don't know where this is going.
I'm just thrilled. Honestly, it could be really boring. I'm in a great mood.
Hanging Christmas trees from the ceiling with chains.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stop laughing. And I stopped reading there, so.
Okay. So it started out by hanging, my nose is running so bad because I'm laughing. This is such a fun thing to do.
So I'm going
to
keep reading.
Why everybody in the world doesn't have a podcast, I don't understand.
Well, I mean, it's 2020, so I think everybody in the world does have a podcast.
There's a lot of people podcast right now. Yeah.
So
100%. 100%.
It's possible that the wooden pyramid trees were meant to be like, I cannot get through this sentence. What it's possible is that your the wooden deal? Pyramid
I'm happy. I wasn't happy an hour ago, and I'm happy
so
now.
Happy Bob is interrupting Bob? Is this
you know
what's
what?
Going on?
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to read it. Read it. Just read it right now. Read it.
Where are you going? Are you leaving? Is that the only way you can control yourself is to leave? Okay. It's possible that the wooden pyramid trees. Oh man! Why?
I love you so much. Oh God, you're the best part of me for sure. 100%.
You know, like this burp came up in my throat anyway, and I still didn't make it through this one sentence. I'm not starting at the beginning. Pyramid trees were meant to be like paradise trees. These were used in medieval German mystery or miracle plays that were acted out in front of churches on Christmas Eve. in early church calendars of saints, I don't know what that means. Anyway, 24th of December was Adam and Eve's day. The paradise tree. The paradise tree represented the Garden of Eden. It was often. Oh my gosh!
What's wrong with you? Some tacos. We had tacos tonight. Sorry, guys.
Oh my gosh! It was like,
You're burping. My nose is running because I'm laughing so hard. All right.
It was often paraded around town before the play started as a way of advertising the play. The plays told Bible stories of people to people who could not read. So that's pretty cool. The first document.
There goes Joseph carrying that tree around town. It must mean Christmas time. We did it. Some people might not have calendars.
Well, I mean, they had no social media. How was people supposed to know things like that?
Yeah.
You parade the tree around, be like, y'all, we's about to do this play. Y'all can come on down.
I don't think they were Southerners. That's the only accent you got. Every time that you're trying to make fun of these people, I won't go down there. No. We have this game. I signed up for 1 month for this company. I think it was something to do with Loot Crate, but it was like games. And they just sent us like a couple games. You know what I'm going to talk about? And hang on, let me go get it. Stop.
I can't. Let her go. Oh, man, you've ruined it.
Just in case we need context for the listeners, Katie and I.
Let her go.
We keep getting up and leaving the table, and I can't remember what we were talking about. Or not what we were talking about, but exactly where we were.
Why
I got a game.
Wire cutters on the table.
I had to use them.
For what?
I was cutting sticks. Wow.
My goodness.
I'm not.
Please take that out.
No. 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 I can't.
That's probably why I don't record more with you, because I'd be doing things. I'll be like, can you take that out? And you're like, no. I want everybody to hear the super embarrassing thing.
No, it's not about embarrassing. It's about real. It's about organic.
Nobody wants to hear me burp.
No, for sure. Nobody wants to hear you burp.
Somebody might. Nobody but that's wants. Weird.
Yeah. There's probably.
I don't think I want
fetishes.
Those people to
fetishes?
Hear me yeah. burp. Yeah.
So we have this game. And it came in the mail because I signed up for this. I love board games. Board games are one of my favorite things.
It came in the mail because they felt really generous and they just dropped it off at our doorstep. We really thought you would enjoy this game, Mr. McKnight.
I did. Look at this taco. Oh, my God. You got to talk more so I can have bites this time.
I was, you know, we were eating. I keep
Eden?
Saying.
Eden? Why can't you say eating? That's the kind of stuff that people want to know about.
You picking on me for my words?
No, I'm not picking on you. I love it. I love the fact that when you refer to having eaten something previously, you don't use the T. You use a D and an I and an N maybe. Like you refer.
Eating.
You don't say eating. You talk about it like it's the what is the place that you go to that or that was here, you know, when God was like, stay right
Eden.
Here? Yeah, Eden. That's it. That's how you say it. You're like, I was eating a taco. What? You were doing what to a taco?
I was eating a taco earlier.
Mm-hmm. Eating a taco. Got it. We all know what you're saying. Go ahead.
And I enjoyed it. It was not bad.
That's how I take it in too.
I love like, tacos. Mm.
Yeah,
this
is a good taco. Right here, this one.
I've made homemade tacos so much.
Your tacos are good.
And I've kind of gotten spoiled getting, you know, like I have like different combinations. Mm-hmm. I really like the nacho cheese stand and stuff crunchy shells.
Oh, with, yeah, those are really good.
I like them, you know, for any taco, but I really, really like them for chicken tacos. So I have different shells, and I'll get depending on what type of tacos, and we were eating tacos, just regular old soft tacos from Taco Bell, and I was like, they're not bad, but I've gotten myself spoiled.
And if you want to know why we have so many tacos in our house, is because we have 7 kids here, and we were both like, what in the hell are we going to make for dinner for this many people? And I was like, you know what? I think Taco Bell has like a box. They're just like, hey, are you really fat and you love tacos? Here's a box of them.
No, well, that wasn't the case at all. We just had a lot of people in our house.
A whole lot of people. I overordered. I thought 12 tacos wouldn't be enough because there were 7 kids and there's 2 of us. So I was like, oh, let's get 2 boxes of those.
Yeah.
And now we have a lot of tacos left over. There were a couple of the kids that were like, one taco's enough. And I'm like, ooh, really? Are you sure? Because I kind of planned on you having 2 or 3 of them.
Some of the other kids ate like 3, though.
So, yeah, we got this game in the mail. When I signed up for this service, it's sort of like you don't know what's going to come. Not sort of. You don't know. Until it gets here, you have no idea what games you're going to get.
Surprise games.
Yes. And we had a game called Letter... Like a letter, like A, B, or C.
Like the alphabet.
Yes. Letter Go. And it's called, I'm going to read some stuff off the box. The word game with random, ridiculous rules, which we have never played.
We've never even opened it. It still has the plastic on
it. We've had it for, what, like a half a year?
I have no idea.
Long time.
You kept talking about these games, like... you would just show them to me, and I'd be like, what is this again? Where did you get those?
That's not Monopoly. I don't understand.
Subscription thing. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to read the, back, like, words. What is it called? Like, it tells you what the game's about.
Like the synopsis. Yeah, I don't know.
Here it goes. Ready, Set, Spell. Let Her Go is a real-time party word game for people who aren't usually into word games.
Which is a lot of people. Yeah, like, me. Who goes to a party is like, let's play word games. We've been watching a lot of King of the Hill.
I love King of the Hill.
And Peggy Hill, she's like addicted to Boggle, and it's the cutest thing.
There's nothing in my world, my soul and my heart and my thoughts, that wants to play Boggle. Nothing.
I'm one of those weird people that likes word games, but I know that I'm an exception.
Yeah. That's why I like you, because you're an exception. I'm like, why do you like Katie so much? And I'm like, she's an exception.
She's a special one. Mm-hmm. She is.
And Katie, she's odd. She's an odd duck. I love odd ducks.
Our niece, she thought it was fantastic that in our bathroom, like at, you know, as decoration hanging on the wall, we have a word search. It's like a bathroom themed word search. And she came out of the bathroom because we just recently painted the bathroom and hung that up and everything. And she was like, you have a word search on your bathroom wall. Well, I do indeed.
The more constipated you are, the more words you'll find.
Hang out in our bathroom and you'll get smart.
That's right.
Because we're nerds.
Race against your friends to write words on your whiteboard using the available letter cards.
Let me tell you, speaking of the bathroom, let me tell you.
We're not going to get through this game.
I felt so dumb the other day.
Our podcast is going to be ridiculous from here on out.
Let me tell you.
Because all that we care about now, after that podcast we
had last week. I don't ever get to talk to you about anything.
After that podcast we had last week, I'm just like, I just want to have fun. I don't care if it even makes sense anymore. I mean, tacos, I got a letter game.
The other day.
We've been telling a story for 3 hours.
I waited way too long and I was about to pee on myself. And I go to the downstairs bathroom and I realized the toilet paper roll was empty and I panicked. I was like, oh, I didn't have time.
Oh, no!
The extra toilet paper was upstairs. I didn't have time. I was like, I can't make it. Well, there's a box of Kleenex in the living room. And so I was like, oh, I'll just grab one of these.
You got to do what you got to do, baby.
I know. That's life. So that happened. And then, like, I ended up going.
That's the whole story?
I forgot to get the toilet paper roll after I got done, after I came out.
Okay.
Completely forgot. So I went to go to the bathroom later that day, and I was like, oh,
not
shoot.
Again!
Yeah. Well, it wasn't an emergency. But anyway, I finally got the toilet paper and put it in there. And then the next time.
What do you mean, not an emergency?
I wasn't, like, about to pee on myself.
How often does that happen? You're a grown adult. How often do you have emergencies?
I mean,
is that like a regular thing? I don't know. I'm not here during the day. I don't know what you go through. Do you have emergencies all the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying.
You said it real casually. Like it wasn't an emergency this time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This whole day, several trips to the bathroom. Like the kids, one of the kids went in the bathroom, was yelling for toilet paper. I finally, after like forgetting all day, finally went and got toilet paper. Right. And then later that day, I'm sitting down, I'm peeing.
In this bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I look in the mirror and I notice the three extra rolls of toilet paper that had been sitting
on the shelf
the whole darn time.
Oh, you because silly the goose. The shelves
they're new. We just put them up.
Yeah, I'm not used to. I just put some new shelves up in the bathroom.
We don't keep extra toilet paper in the bathroom with these kids around.
Because they'll like grab it. One roll is risky enough. They'll hold the end of it and just run through the house. Yeah.
One roll, it's just any given moment, it's hit or miss if it's gonna survive.
Yeah, for sure.
If it's gonna get rolled out, dropped in the toilet, whatever. It's hit or miss. So we don't keep extra toilet paper there, but we just painted the bathroom and we put shelves up high.
So and you put a little tiny pyramid of toilet paper on it.
I have extra toilet paper in there. And
you're in there wiping your vagina with tissues. I know.
I'm using Kleenexes. And there was like three rolls up there the whole time.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful person you are. I love being here with you and finding out these little nuggets of information. It's great.
That's my day. That's what my day is like. Mm-hmm. Wiping with Kleenexes.
So let her go. Here we go. However, the rules of the game change every round, so write fast and write right. That's a synopsis of the game.
I don't understand the objective of that game, though.
That's because we've never opened it. It is still wrapped in the plastic. Like, you can't even take the lid off because we've never.
Can you play with two players, or do you have to have four people?
This is 3 to 6
players. See, that's what holds us back is...
We don't have friends.
A lot of...
It's funny because it's true. There's not three adults here. It's two adults, three children. And they can't play this game. We'll get there eventually, though.
Yeah, is it 8 and up? I don't know, man. Our kids were our 6-year-olds were playing Battleship the other day against each other.
This game is 14 and up.
Oh my!
We need some adult friends in our life.
Why is that game 14? I don't know
because it looks like something a kid would play.
Huh? I'm very intrigued, and I kind of want to open the box now.
So while we're talking about this, it was sitting on the shelf, and I was looking at it, and it's called Letter Go, like letter ABC Go. And all I could think was, if Larry the Cable Guy sang the song from Frozen,
let it go.
That's how it would sound. Let her go. Let her go. And now.
I can't unhear it.
Now I'm not going to be able to play this game. I'm never going to
be able to play this game.
This is a wasted game. This is like a $25, $30 game. Larry
the
Cable
Guy's voice the entire time.
It's garbage now. That's a paperweight, because I'm not going to be able to focus on that game without thinking of Larry the Cable Guy. So, at what point did we stop hanging the trees from the ceiling?
Oh, I don't know. Did you want me to keep going?
Absolutely. Let's do it. We're going to do this all
night. I'm over here thinking about, like, I want Christmas cookies. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it's 12:34 at night?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know it's not through the... Never mind. Read your... Stop letting these people know how dumb I am and read your Christmas tree story.
It's probably boring. The first documented use of a tree at Christmas and New Year celebrations is argued between the cities of Tallinn in Estonia and Riga in Latvia. Both claim they had the first trees. Tallinn in 1441 and Riga in 1510.
I mean, the 1441 was before 1510.
Yeah, I don't understand the argument there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been doing it for 100 years. What are you talking about, bro? Bro, we've had this tree for 100 years.
Very simple math would solve that.
Yeah. The gods gave us the Christmas tree 100 years ago.
Both trees were put up by the Brotherhood of Blackheads, which
the people with The Pimple People.
Which was an association of local unmarried merchants, ship owners,
had so many pimples, they didn't get married.
And foreigners in Livonia, which is now Estonia and Latvia. Little is known about either tree, because that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Apart from that they were put in the town square, were danced around by the Brotherhood of Blackheads, and were then set on fire.
Oh, they were burning up. That's where the lights come from. It's supposed to be a fire.
This is like the custom of the Yule log. The word used for tree could also mean a mast or pole. Tree might have been like a paradise tree or a tree-shaped wooden candelabra rather than a real tree.
So what you're saying ultimately is the reason that we put up Christmas trees and decorate them is because other people do it and we have no idea what's going on.
Well, I mean, gosh, this is, like, it goes all the way back to the beginning. And
of course, that's the perfect place to start at the beginning.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot here. And it's an evolution. It's an evolution. This is a lot. It's a lot. Well, Do you want me to skim through? Oh, here we go. The first person to bring a Christmas tree into a house in the way we know it today may have been in the 16th century German, may have been the 16th century German preacher Martin Luther. A story is told that one night before Christmas, he was walking through the forest and looked up to see the stars shining through the tree branches. It was so beautiful that he went home and told his children that it reminded him of Jesus, who left the stars of heaven to come to earth at Christmas.
Huh.
Some people say that this is the same tree as the Riga tree, but it isn't. The Riga tree originally took place a few decades earlier. The custom of having Christmas trees could well have traveled along the Baltic Sea from Latvia to Germany in the 14 and 1500s. The countries which are now Germany and Latvia. This is so boring. Why am I reading this?
That's the reason we miss so many things nowadays.
Hang on. Another story says that Boniface of Crediton, a village in Devon, UK. I probably said all the names wrong.
Yeah. There's a good chance.
England and traveled to Germany to preach to the pagan German tribes and convert them to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
He is said to have come across a group of pagans about to sacrifice a young boy while worshiping an oak tree. In anger and to stop the sacrifice, Saint Boniface is said to have cut down the oak tree, and to his amazement,
you don't need to kill the boy. Just put the tree in the living room and put popcorn strings on it.
In amazement, a young fir tree sprang up from the roots of the oak tree.
Wow.
Saint Boniface took this as a sign of the Christian faith, and his followers decorated the tree with candles so that Saint Boniface could preach to the pagans at night.
Cool.
There is another legend from Germany about how the Christmas tree came into being. It goes...
Nine!
Once on a cold Christmas Eve night, a forester and his family were in their cottage, gathered round the fire to keep warm. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. When the forester opened the door, he found a poor little boy standing on the doorstep, lost and alone.
Hi, mister. I can't find my way.
The forester welcomed him into his house, and the family fed and washed him and put him in bed in the youngest son's bed.
Wait, stop. That's weird. You find a kid on your porch, you're like,
hey, he had to share with his brother that night.
Let me give you a bath and put you to sleep. Come on, that's odd.
The next morning, Christmas morning, the family were woken up by a choir of angels, and the poor little boy had turned into Jesus, the Christ child. The Christ child went into the front garden of the cottage and broke a branch off a fir tree and gave it to the family as a present to say thank you for looking after him. So he went in the yard and broke their tree as a thank you? That's rude. So ever since then, people have remembered that night by bringing a Christmas tree into their homes. That's such a sweet sentiment,
I still don't know why we have Christmas trees. My favorite part about Christmas trees is candy canes. I love a candy cane.
At first, a figure of baby Jesus was put on top of the tree. And over time,
people were like, please get the baby off the top of the tree.
To an angel that told the shepherds about Jesus, or a star like the wise men saw. So it used to be, think about how creepy that is nowadays. Could you imagine walking in somebody's house and seeing
a baby on the top of the tree?
A little baby sticking.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's just hanging out of the top of the
Christmas tree. Hey, man. Hey, your baby. Get your baby off the top of the tree. It's going to fall down. Stop tying lights around it. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you able to name all of the reindeer?
Oh, yes.
Can you really? Let's hear it. You know.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
Comet
mm-hmm.
and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen.
Now, but hang on.
What do you recall?
The most famous reindeer of all. Are we going to sing it together?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I'm in Katie Couric for Christmas. Okay. Good job.
If that's been our jam. The kids have wanted to listen to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer all the time. And the version by Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves?
Our favorite.
So I didn't mean to pick on somebody's name. That just took me off guard. Sorry. I apologize. My name is Knight. It's okay. It's fine.
What?
McKnight? McKnight? It's weird. It's, I mean,
it's my name too.
It is your name too, but not, I mean.
It's not weird at all.
Yeah, you didn't start out that way. You kind of accidentally fell into it. You were
what are you trying to say? Does that make me lesser then?
Yes. 100% less. Yeah. Yep. One day you might be like us, but for now you're just in training.
Mm.
You're like one of them biker people that just have the words on the bottom of their jacket. Versus
I don't know. I've been at this for a long time. I believe I'm a lot further up that chain.
You're pretty than good
you
at it now.
Think I am.
You know what? I'm going to get you some letters for
your
the top
grandma
of your jacket.
Loves me. So shut up. You're, okay. Your grandma loves me.
I call her grandmama, and yes, she does love
you. Your grandmama does love
you. She does love you. Now, that song.
That's something, because she don't love everybody. And I'm not.
Don't talk bad about my grandma.
Be careful what you say right now. That came out really harsh.
Be careful what you say right now.
Oh, my God. That made her sound really mean, and I didn't mean.
Amazing. She's amazing. So
I didn't mean it that way at all.
She will throat punch you.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to be on Sarah's bad side. At all.
We were playing board games. We were playing board games one night.
I want Sarah to love me.
I think I might have been the youngest person in the house. And I was probably, I might have been a teenager somewhere around there. And anyway, somebody got mad. And this woman who has never, I never heard her say a cuss word in my entire life. She stops, she puts her hands on the table. She goes, if you gonna be pissy, then you could just go piss in the grass. And I was like, I don't know what any of that
means. That's amazing.
I don't know what any of that means. Any of it.
Oh, that's
such a
great.
Wonderful woman saying such nasty words.
I'm just going to, I'm going to say this last thing and be done with it. Right. But I've done birth 3 children into your family bloodline. Mm-hmm. I am just as much a part. Okay. You're going to be treating me like
you've been
like
hanging
on
to that for like 4 minutes.
I will not accept that.
I'm a McKnight. God dang it.
I am.
I've been making them. I can make a McKnight. Oh, I'm glad. I think everybody's glad that I made the right choice. I brought the good person into the group, into the community, into the club. And you did good. You fit in well here. You do. There's been people that didn't make it. Let's be honest.
Oh, I know.
There's been people that didn't make it.
I know.
There's been people that brought it to the McKnight family.
Look,
and then after years and years and years,
I've been around. I've been around your family for a long time now. I've seen people come and go.
Yeah.
I've seen them come and go.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. There would be multiple years you'd be taking photos and you'd be like, I remember
you
took photos before. You were like, can we do one without this person? Because I feel like they're not going to be here next year. And they weren't.
It's become common practice. We know when we go to take a family photo, if there's girlfriend's or boyfriend's present, you know, we take a photo with them and then we take one without. And it's not to be mean or to make anyone feel bad. But when you have a photo hanging on your wall from 10 years ago and
I had like a boyfriend or girlfriend,
it's someone you dated briefly and now you're like married and have children with someone else. It's like,
Every time that a member of our family, like when we have a get together and a member of our family brings like someone that hasn't been here before, I'm just like,
Your family.
Fresh meat.
No, your family. Let me tell you this. Your family is very special in the way that they're very accepting of people.
Yeah.
They're very accepting of people.
But they, we're odd folks.
But at the same time, they stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you cross nobody.
No. You don't cross nobody in McKnight family.
Whoa. You're going to get shut down. You're going to get shut out.
We're all angry people. We're all angry people that are in love with each other. It's such a weird thing.
The love is, it runs fierce. Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Anger. Oh my God, the anger.
I don't want to be on the other side of it, though. Mm-mm. I don't.
You don't. You don't.
That's
You've
not
done
a pretty
well.
Place to be.
You've done well. I'm proud of you. You've done well.
What were we talking about?
Reindeers. We were naming all the reindeers. Let me ask you this question. I like that song, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song. What do you think the most aggravating Christmas song is? Like when you hear Christmas music come on, this one song comes on, you're like, oh. What do you think that song is?
Oh, man, that's tough. That's tough. Frosty the Snowman.
That's so odd. That was my answer. That was my answer.
And I ain't hating on Frosty. I think it's just, I've heard it so much.
Yeah, him and his corn pipe nose and his...
And it's not... Ugh. I mean, not that, like, you know, I like hearing it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not one, like, once a Christmas season and I'm good. Like, all right, yeah, Frosty.
We haven't listened to it at all this year.
Maybe it's because we don't ever get snow.
We haven't even talked to our kids about Frosty the Snowman.
No, our kids go... They asked me the other day, I think I was dropping them off for school one morning, and they said, Mommy, when is it supposed to snow? Like, I have this magical date marked on the calendar.
1989?
Like, it's a holiday.
Do you remember that year? Do you remember 1989
when we got the snow? I do. I was 6 years old.
I was four.
I was the same age as Reagan and Riley now.
Oh, my God. I remember the snow at 4 years old.
Yeah, I was six. And it was, the snow was taller than I was. And we don't get snow like that around here. So it was just, it was amazing.
Yeah.
My dad had to dig us a tunnel to get out. And it was unlike anything I had ever experienced in my life. And as a six-year-old, and it was at Christmas time. I'm going to say, was it like just a couple days before Christmas or something?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Me and my family, we were getting ready to go to Hartful like we always
do. Yeah, I want
to
say we were.
We couldn't make it.
We had a family, like some kind of Christmas thing
planned. We couldn't get out. We couldn't go anywhere. And it was the kind of snow that happens every year in like Chicago or New York. And it happened here in North Carolina. And we were like, what the hell do we do? The frozen water's going to get us. Our cars couldn't go anywhere. We don't got any snow
People's
trunks.
Pipes bursting.
Yeah, we don't have anything to get ready for something like
that. Yeah, no, we're not capable.
No.
You get flurries around here and everyone freaks out.
If it snows a little bit, if it snows just a tiny bit, the school shut down.
It's because it's such a rare occurrence here.
We don't know what to do.
We're like, what is this magical white stuff falling from the sky?
What was the best Christmas present you ever got?
Oh, that's tough. I don't have like one single thing that sticks out in my mind. One of my favorites, I remember the year I got rollerblades. I wanted rollerblades or roller skates, either one. Yeah. I didn't care. I wanted so bad, and I got rollerblades, and I was like, oh, yes. I remember
now I'm mobile like a motherfucker.
Right? Right?
Oh.
I was, I don't know, maybe 12, 13-ish.
That sounds about right. That's about the age that you want some skates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I remember like going on our back patio, trying to skate around the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
And
it
your back patio was what? 8 by 5 feet or something like that. It was real small.
No, it runs the whole length of the house.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wrong. That's okay. That's
but all. There's keep like going. There's like stuff out there, you know.
Maybe that's what it is. There's all kinds of stuff out there, mm-hmm. and I just couldn't see how big it was. Okay, we're gonna go with that. So that's your like those rollerblades. That was your thing. That's the thing that you remember.
Well, at least there's more than one. I was really excited about those.
Mm-hmm.
I think I talked about the year I got the TV, mm-hmm. and I broke the antenna
almost
off,
immediately.
Like I had just taken it out of the box, and I broke the antenna. I was crushed.
Mine was a PlayStation. I got a PlayStation and some games. And that year, I got a pair of Oakley sunglasses, which were real popular.
Oh, that's
and then I
fancy.
Sat on them and broke them within like 2 weeks.
No,
it's okay though. I'm pretty sure they came from a convenience store down the road who had they were selling Oakleys, but they might not have been. You know.
So you loved them, whatever.
I did.
You loved them just the same.
Yeah, for sure. But it was never, most of our Christmases were never snow Christmases. It was all about the gifts you got and what you got to do and who you got to hang out with. Never snow Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that it did snow regularly. Like, what's your snow activity? Are you building snowmen? Do you go sledding? Snowball fights? Like, what is it that you want to do in the snow?
I think I would want to go sledding, but I've honestly never really had the opportunity.
You want to go sledding?
I
totally
agree. Except we hardly ever get snow. And there were times, you know, we tried to find some kind of slope and something.
Just walk around looking
for
slopes.
But I've never done real, like, sledding.
Okay.
Or anything like that. Like,
I'm going to help you do that before we, you know, leave this earth. I'm going to take you sledding one day. We'll go somewhere. We're going to sled with like a trash can lid. Like you see in like
movies sometimes.
We're like, so these people have no idea what they're
Christmas
doing.
Christmas Vacation is, I love that movie with a passion.
Are we going to watch that tomorrow night? We should watch
it. I want to watch it right now.
We can't watch it right now.
And you know, he puts the stuff on the bottom.
Oh, that like butter stuff?
From his company. Like
And he goes, whoosh. This is 37,000 miles an hour.
Oh my God, it's great.
It's a good movie.
It's so great.
It's got that chick from Seinfeld in it. What's her name? Elaine? That's what her name is on Seinfeld. I don't know what her name is in this movie. It's a good movie, though. I'm glad that I'm married to you because I don't know that I will watch that movie on my own, but every time that we watch it because of you, I really enjoy
That's
it.
That's my one. If I could only watch one Christmas movie.
That's it?
Per season. That would be my one.
Mine is Scrooge with Bill Murray.
I'm not even saying that that's my favorite Christmas movie. It's not.
Wait, what?
Christmas Vacation. No, it is I'm going to say it's my favorite.
Okay. So.
It's my favorite.
But
it's the one.
What pulls in a close second in Christmas movies for you?
It's hard. It's hard. Because there's like a couple of them that I think are like Christmas Story and Elf.
Okay.
Are like, I think those are like really close seconds.
Yeah.
And then there's like just a whole bunch after that are right up there.
I feel pretty comfortable in naming mine in a way.
Okay. I'm very curious.
Number one, Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Oh my gosh.
That's number one. Number two is Home Alone number one.
It's so great.
Yeah. Number
it's
three.
It's so great.
Number three would probably be Elf. I like Elf a lot.
I might say Home Alone might take the number two spot. Yeah. That is, I do love that movie.
So we got Scrooged, Home Alone, Elf, then probably Home Alone 2.
It's pretty great too.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Especially for a sequel.
When
three
when Marv grabs the sink and he's getting electrocuted, and he's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. When he turns into a skeleton, and he's just like, ah! And I thought I was going to die. And the best part about that scene is when he, when Macaulay Culkin or Kevin or whatever you want to call him turns the power off, and he lets go with the sink. He's still shaking. He's like, mm-hmm. And then he, and he just falls down. Oh, I can't stop laughing. It's so good. It's so good. Number five is going to be A Christmas Story.
It's number five, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird, though. It's number five, but it's also the movie that if I don't watch it at Christmas time, I feel bad. I'm like, man, I didn't get to watch
it. Yeah, like, it's just not Christmas without it.
Yeah. What's, if you could look back on Christmas, what would you say would be the thing that made you laugh the most? Like, what was the most joyful, laughing Christmas you ever had? That you were just happy and giggly and smiling?
I don't know.
Well, that's sad.
That's,
we've laughed a lot tonight.
I know every Christmas has been special in its own way.
Okay. So you don't really know an answer.
Yeah, I think that's too hard. I just don't have an answer.
What about celebrating Christmas? When are you allowed to start celebrating Christmas? Like, when is it acceptable? Because nowadays, people start buying Christmas lights before Thanksgiving. When do you feel like, okay, now it's time?
I am a very traditional, I guess, old fashioned. I don't know, but I'm a very strict, like, day after Thanksgiving, you've crossed the threshold. I'm not saying you can't buy anything Christmas related, because you need to be prepared, I guess, for the day after Christmas to do your decorating.
Oh yeah, putting up your trees. It sells out super fast.
But this mess of, it's like the 5th of December and you can't find
it's weird
wrapping paper at the store, hardly. Really, and
who, I don't even have, like, all my presents bought by the 5th of December.
Christmas has been wiped out by the first week of December this year, from what I've seen. And it's blowing my mind. I'm like, it's not even Christmas yet, and you can hardly buy Christmas stuff in the store. Like, everything's sold out. I'm like, you could buy Christmas stuff before Halloween, but now we're 2 weeks before Christmas, and I can't find this, and this Christmas item. Like,
yeah.
Why? Y'all, chill the heck out. I can't keep up. I can't.
But we kind of did keep up this year. Like, rolling back to it, this is the first year that we decorated our house. And we didn't decorate it, like, fully.
We still didn't have it done, like, it was, like, the first weekend in December,
yeah.
I think, that we finally
But we put done. Lights in the bushes.
I say we finally. Like, we were late for something. Like, some deadline. We were late. We finally got it done.
We did it.
Thank God.
After 13 years of marriage, we put lights on the outside of our house for the first time. We put lights around the bushes. We put lights around the garage door, some around the porch. But three things that we did differently this year that was definitely out of the norm for us. We put little blow-up dolls. Not blow-up dolls. We put sex dolls on the lawn.
Oh, my God.
The neighbors are pissed.
We got one of each, male and female. Yeah, it's fine.
They're anatomically correct. It's been an awkward, awkward December. No, we have a reindeer and we have
a sassy little.
Yeah.
It's always
drummer soldier. Boy.
Drummer boy, man. Nutcracker. I don't know.
We say
our kids call him Franklin.
They did give the blow up.
Franklin the sassy nutcracker.
Nobody knows why you keep calling him sassy. These blow up dolls were very cheap from Walmart.
I couldn't get him to stand up straight.
Yeah, he's and kinda, so
he looks like his hip is cocked up.
These blow up dolls we got, they're not blow up dolls. Oh my God.
He is not standing at full attention.
These decorations. So many innuendos. These decorations we got from Walmart, and they were on the cheaper side because we don't really, we're in that phase of decorating where you buy like,
we have three little stuff. Kids. Yeah, we have all these nieces and nephews. I mean, Christmas time, there's just a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot to do.
So the drummer boy doesn't stand up exactly straight because I don't think the pump is just strong enough. Like it's just a cheap blow up decoration. Like,
yeah.
So we had the
15 bucks
and it comes
Walmart.
You have to tie.
It's cute though.
It is cute. You have to tie three strings. Two are on the side and one's on the back to kind of keep it steady. So we've had to tie it weirdly to keep it standing up. And he's got like a little cock in his hips. And he's like,
he's kind
of. I know I'm the. The decoration. This is my world.
I'm the decoration.
That's what it kind of looks like. And then we got that that nutcracker. But the
I'm holding down this corner, yo.
The piece de resistance is we bought. I picked this thing up.
That was all you.
This little bulb that you stick in the ground, and instead of lights being on your house, it shines little. I don't know what are they.
Lights. I don't. What are you talking about?
They
dots?
It shines lights instead of actually.
It looks like a Christmas disco party on the side of our house.
Our house looks ridiculous.
The thing is, look, our
here's the thing.
We live in a subdivision. We live in a cookie cutter house.
Yep.
And we have this, but we live on a corner.
A corner lot.
And
that's correct. And you get to that corner lot coming through a curve.
My dad pointed out, he goes, your house was not designed for a corner lot.
No.
Because the side that faces the corner.
It has zero windows.
It has no windows. It's just a big broad, I mean, it's a big broad just side of the house.
Yeah.
With nothing. No windows, no doors, nothing.
Yeah, it's just a
But big let me wall. Tell you, we have found its calling. In life.
Oh, yes, we did. Preach it.
Because now,
tell us what we found.
You come around that corner in our house, it's like this
shining beacon
on a hill.
It's so funny.
Of like Christmas disco party.
We were
It's just
flipping.
Like flashing red and green and white sparkles.
I hooked this bulb up. And put it on the ground.
It's so
bright. What's it got, like 7 or 8 different settings?
I don't know.
You were flipping through them.
You can change the colors.
Yeah, you were flipping through them with the controller. And it was like, oh, these are kind of moving around and they're going up and down. And then
meandering dots.
You hit a button and it was like, blink, 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 blink,
blink,
blink,
blink. No. Okay, it started out Christmas. It's Christmas. And then, like, you hit the button as fast as you say, Christmas. And then you hit it again, and it's like,
Christmas!
There's, like, a little, like, oh, it's getting Christmassy around here. And then the last one, I hit it, and I was like, yes, this is the one.
You used the word obnoxious.
Christmas!
You were like, this is obnoxious.
It's obnoxiously
this
Christmas.
This is the one we're going to
In
use.
Your face is Christmas, 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 all over the side of my house.
When I come home from work, the first house on the right in our neighborhood, they got lights all around their house. And then it looks really good.
Making the rest of us looking bad.
As you go further, there's like, people have lights up, but it's like, you know, it's not a lot.
No, a lot of houses are not really nicely decorated.
Yeah, but it's not like over the top. And then you go into this curve. And the curve, there's not a house in the curve. There's like some trees and this little fence thing where I think they have like the sewer. To do with the power and the sewer and stuff. And when you come out of that curve, there's a couple houses, two houses on the left, house on the right. Little four-way stop at our house sitting on a hill and it's just blinking like a 70s disco at Christmas time. And it's the most amazing thing to see.
Case anyone missed it. It's Christmas!
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And we love it. We love it so much.
Yeah.
It's so festive and it makes me smile.
What Christmas present did you get that made you not smile? Like, what's the worst Christmas present you ever got?
The worst? I don't know. I've never really gotten anything too terrible, I don't think.
Nothing.
I mean, like, you know, when you're a kid and my grandma would give me clothes.
You even said, like, clothes.
It was, you know, nothing wrong with it.
You get clothes, nice clothes. Now. As a 35-year-old, are you, you're older than me, so as a not 35-year-old, you get some clothes and you're like, yes.
No, now, don't get me. No. I'm a firm believer in a good t-shirt, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love me a good. Look, there's so many options. You can always give somebody a t-shirt of something t-shirts that they like. Yeah. Yes. You can never go wrong with a good t-shirt. But it's not like, you know, you're a kid and you want like something awesome and you get a sweatshirt and you're like, and it's not even like a sweatshirt with something awesome on it. It was like Arizona Jean Company sweatshirt. Which, you know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. No. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Not at all.
But when you're like, you feel like deflated, you're like, dang it. Mm. It just blows my chances.
All right, now, deflated. Before, okay.
I sound like a spoiled brat, yeah, man.
Little tiny bit. We're going to get through it. If anybody is letting their kids listen to this podcast, please turn it off now. You have 3 seconds. How old were you when you realized Santa wasn't necessarily a real thing?
Honestly, I don't remember, like, the moment. I don't remember, like, oh, that's the Christmas that I stopped believing in Santa. I don't remember how it happened. I just know.
There's 7 kids upstairs. Stop talking so loud.
I don't remember. Do you remember? Like,
I
when
don't
you?
Remember when, but I can tell you this. I know for a fact that I believed in Santa Claus for a far less time than my parents thought. I made them believe that I believed in Santa Claus for a lot longer than I actually
Why?
Did. Because what if you told your parents that they were like, I know this. I know he ain't real.
We see, like, I'm scared they're going to stop doing this.
Yeah. Like, what if
like,
they
I'm on to you. And they're like,
oh, well, fuck. Then I guess we don't
have I don't have to do
anymore.
This anymore then.
I was scared to death. Goodness. I was like, what if they stop giving me presents? Because I figured out the truth.
I'm not supposed to know this.
Right?
I'm on to them.
What
oh,
a
no.
horrible, scary thing for a child.
Yeah, I get that. So what about you? Did you ever get a gift? Was you just like, oh my God, this is horrible.
No, I mean, like, as far as my memory goes, which isn't very good, I remember being pretty happy with all of my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gift I regret the way that I took care of it.
What?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. Somebody gave me this big porcelain dog, and it was like an English bulldog,
uh-huh.
And I loved it, like a big old piggy bank, but I mean, like, big. Like 18 inches tall, big, wide, like a real dog.
I remember those. And I think that was like a thing.
Yeah.
At one point. I remember seeing piggy banks like those. Yeah, they were large and they looked like real dogs.
I got angry one day. I think my mom told me I had to put it in my room or something like that. And I wanted to live in a room. So I went in my room and I was like, oh, you want to put it in my room? I'll put it in my room. And I threw it. And when it hit the ground, it just exploded. And I was devastated. Devastated. There's a video out there, a home video of my family where I have that dog and I'm playing with it. I'll try to find it one day and show it to you. What about you?
What was the question?
It was about a bad Christmas present.
I answered that one first.
Did you?
I said, yeah, I didn't really have.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I guess we were lucky. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with all the old Santa Claus brings you this year. Because he did a lot of thinking about it and found some cool stuff.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
I love your gifts, though.
My gifts?
I always love your gifts, yeah.
We're closing in on this insanely abnormal year.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Abnormal, yeah.
So, Christmas 2020. This is it. This is, I mean, like, wow, what a year. And we still have a good amount to go.
But of 2020? Heck yeah. No, we don't. It's almost over. What are you talking about? We have a good amount to go.
I don't feel like it's in anytime soon. I feel like we're going to get to
regardless of your feelings, it's December.
We're going to get to 11:59 on New Year's Eve. And instead of it's gonna be like 11:59, then it's going to be like 1160, then 1161. I feel like it's not going to end. I really feel like time's going to change. We're all going to be surprised because the year doesn't change. Like, that's how bad
Don't. Ew. Don't even go there. Don't even say that. Ew.
I do want to say one thing. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Find your laugh.
Find your happy.